This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the Barbados Water Authority dismisses claims of World Health Organization warning on water quality. Legislation coming to deal with the backlog of unclaimed bodies at the morgue. The Chief Justice concerned about the hundreds of indictable cases stalled in the magistrate's court. A senior attorney supports the plan to have attorneys as state prosecutors to help speed up delivery of justice. And head of Men's Empowerment Network calls for action to address unresolved anger issues as he expresses concern over the homicide rate in Barbados. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Barbados Water Authority, BWA, is dismissing claims that the World Health Organization, WHO, has warned the government about the island's drinking water quality. In a statement, the BWA responded to social media reports suggesting that Barbados's water falls below WHO standards. The authority insists that the potable water it supplies is safe for consumption and development activities. The Barbados Water Authority also reassured the public that it worked closely with the Ministry of Health and Wellness and the Environmental Protection Department to continuously monitor water quality. It added that any issues are promptly addressed following strict protocols set by local and international health agencies. Government has amended the Public Health Act to deal with the issue of deceased people being left for extremely long periods at the country's mortuary. Attorney General Dale Marshall highlighted this as he wrapped up the debate of the resolution of the report of the Joint Select Committee on Social Sector and the Environment. He expressed concern about the growing number of unclaimed bodies piling up, with one case for as long as 2 decades.
The Ministry of Health has indicated, Mr. Chairman, that there is a significant accumulation of dead bodies going back, in many instances, years. In fact, when I became AG in 2018 again, there was a situation where there was a dead body of a person who, from overseas, a visitor, who unfortunately passed away in Barbados. And because the fund refused to claim the body, we actually kept that body for a period of over 20 years in the morgue. Of course, by then, I believe it was completely desiccated. But we are finding, Mr. Speaker, that more and more, for a variety of reasons, individuals are simply abandoning bodies in the morgue.
He said more detailed legislation will be coming to address the issue.
The minister wants to be able to make regulations which would, it is anticipated, allow for the disposal of those dead bodies by the state after an inordinately long period of time. But those are regulations that will come. At this point in time, they have not been considered in terms of how long and what the procedure would be, but it is important to make this amendment, and rather than coming back to the House later in the month or later in the year to make such a simple amendment, it was determined that we would make this amendment in committee.
Attorney General Dale Marshall. Chief Justice Leslie Haynes believes High Court judges are working hard to reduce the backlog of cases, but is very concerned about the large number of indictable matters that remain stalled in the magistrate's court and thinks it's a matter that needs urgent attention. He was speaking on day 2 of a court symposium at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center.
The total number of cases, criminal matters, that were disposed of by the Criminal Division of the High Court for the year 2024 was 413, which tells me that the judges in the criminal division are working conscientiously. I'm informed by the DPP's office, acting DPP, that 86 cases were nulliprost in 2024. So if we add the 413 to the 86, I think it's 499. So 499 cases were resolved, indictable matters were resolved in 2024.
However, he highlights significant challenges at the level of the magistrate's court.
I am told that in the year 2024, there were 765 indictable matters which were forwarded to the Mauritius court. 765. So that we had 765 going into the Mauritius courts. We had 186 coming out. That leaves about 570 something cases, indictable matters not accounted for as an issue. I'm also told anecdotally that there are many more matters still in the Mauritius courts, indictable matters. So we have an issue there. Further investigation is necessary. The Mauritius courts require urgent attention, if not immediate.
Chief Justice Leslie Haynes, a senior attorney at law, is supporting plans to have attorneys replace police officers in prosecuting cases in the magistrate's court, but says the idea of police prosecutors should not be abandoned. Attorney General Dale Marshall, speaking at a three-day legal symposium, pointed out the need for having attorneys as state prosecutors to speed up the delivery of justice and reduce case backlogs. In an interview with Starcom Network News, King's Counsel Michael Lashley acknowledged the benefits of attorney-led prosecutions, but stressed that police prosecutors may still be needed in the judicial system.
I would support the introduction of trained prosecutors, or what we call trained lawyers, at the Mauritius Court in terms of prosecution, particularly in cases where there are complex issues of law are already matters of urgent public importance. I guess in some instances where there are cases that involve complex issues of law, normally a representative from the DPP will come down to the Mauritius Court and prosecute the case on behalf of the state. However, we cannot underplay the role played by the existing untrained prosecutors, that is, police officers in the Mauritius Court. I think they've done good work. We have some good untrained police prosecutors.
He feels training, especially for young attorneys, could be provided in the new arrangement.
I would tend to suggest that we can probably try or use like what we call a pilot in one jurisdiction where we could have trained prosecutors or young, trained lawyers. I must say that it would give exposure to young lawyers who want to gain that experience and courtroom experience in the Mauritius Court. And, of course, it would involve training. It would involve a total reform of the criminal justice system because we cannot adopt a piecemeal approach. But at the outset, I would support it. And I guess that we will wait and see what provisions we put in place.
King's Counsel Michael Lashley. President of Men's Empowerment Support Network Support, Fabian Sargent, is concerned about the 6 homicides Barbados has recorded so far this year, with the latest occurring over the weekend. Mr. Sargent told Starcom Network News that the growing number of violent incidents reflects deeper social challenges, particularly among young males dealing with unresolved anger issues. He stressed that addressing these behavioral issues is essential to curbing violence in the long term.
Every time there's a homicide, I am extremely concerned, especially when men or young boys are the perpetrators of the violence. I think we have reached a time in society where a lot of our social challenges are now starting to really show its face. We have a lot of boys who have a lot of anger issues, who are now manifesting those issues. We had a murder and it wasn't by gun. We continue to say we have a gun problem. Yes, we do have a gun problem, but we also have a behavioral problem. If it's not guns, it's knives. If it's not knives, it will be wood. It will be stones. We have a situation where we really have to create an environment where boys particularly understand conflict management, understand themselves, or not, we will continue this way.
Mr. Sargent noted that preventative programs are in place, but their impact will take time. He's urging the public to support and assist in enhancing these initiatives instead of criticizing them. And finally, a U.S. judge has temporarily blocked an order from President Donald Trump to freeze funding for a wide range of federal programs. Tuesday's decision came shortly before Trump's directive was slated to come into effect at 5 p.m. yesterday. U.S. District Judge Lauren Ali Khan ultimately ruled to pause Trump's order until a hearing on February 3rd. Critics had warned that the freeze could have disrupted education, healthcare, poverty reduction, and disaster relief schemes. The White House said the pause would not impact Social Security and Medicare payments, nor assistance provided directly to individuals. Recapping the headlines. Barbados Water Authority dismisses claims of World Health Organization warning on water quality. Legislation coming to deal with the backlog of unclaimed bodies at the morgue. The Chief Justice concerned about the hundreds of indictable cases stalled in the Magistrates Court. A senior attorney at law supports the plan to have attorneys as state prosecutors to help speed up the delivery of justice. And head of Men's Empowerment Network calls for action to address unresolved anger issues as he expresses concern over the homicide rate in Barbados. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.